Hello and welcome. This is episode 92 from the Veg Grow podcast. This week's title is How I Grow Leeks. Obviously, coming up today, I'm going to discuss how I grow leeks, especially this last year, so it's been pretty successful. And obviously, I'll give you a few updates as always. However, I mean, these dark evenings at the moment are making it very hard to garden. Very hard to garden. Okay, you may have noticed last week and today on this week podcast I got a bit of music at the beginning and at the end, which tallies up with the videos, just kind of improving the show. I hope it works out for you, makes it sound a bit more. I'm going to be looking into making it sound a bit more, flow a bit easier over the next few weeks and get it going better. What with Christmas coming up, I've got a few days off. I'm going to do a few things, experiment and stuff. So we'll keep listening to that anyway. So yeah. By the way, there'll be podcasts right throughout Christmas. Won't be stopping. But anyway, let's get on with what I call the diary section now. I didn't do anything really on Saturday. Sunday I went down the allotment, and I've built a new bed. This is one of the 2.4 by 80 centimetres. It'd be filled with just wood chip and pots placed on top for the potatoes is my current thinking. But that's built now. That's all good to go. I've repaired one of the other beds, just sticking a screw through it. I then went and manured the shallot bed, and that's now ready and planted. I then planted some shallots, I should say. 50 shallots in total, 50 seeds have gone in, and that's taken up that entire bed, which is great, exactly what I want. I planted 10 Jarmel variety of seeds, shallots. And 40 Golden Gourmet. The Golden Gourmet actually came from Wilkinson's. I bought two packets by accident. We'll discuss. Don't worry about that. But anyway, that bed's now completely full up of shallots and ready to go. They should grow quite nicely and give me some nice shallots next year. The brassica bed, the netting I had over it had actually got blown over. So I that was next on my list and I tended to that. Basically, the netting, I've picked it up. It's still intact. I've just picked it up and it was basically one of the tent pegs was what's holding it into place. So I've picked that up, packed it away and done away with the netting for this year. I've checked over the sprouts. I've harvested quite a few sprouts actually. And they're looking quite good. I've staked a few more sprouts and removed some of the yellow in leaves. And yeah, I'm really, really happy with it actually. Pleased that things are gone right there. Getting a few sprouts for dinner and stuff, and just in time for Christmas. I then went to the root bed and I harvested a couple of parsnips, which has now cleared one of the rows of parsnips. And we actually had some of these parsnips last night for dinner, and this was the same row as the ones I found last time I harvested them to be a bit woody. Well, these ones weren't woody. I don't know if it's because I cooked them differently or what, but they tasted quite nice. Roasted them basically in some goose fat. Really tasty, really good. So yeah. I then decided to harvest one of the last potato bags. This is one of the small bags. I only got about 3 potatoes. Would have been more, except there was a lot of worms in there and they had eaten through half of this potato. That was actually quite a large potato. So that was a bit disappointing, but I had enough for my dinner last night, which was the main reason I was harvesting them. I then returned home and basically done my weekly jobs, you know, cleaning out the chickens, mowing the lawn, etc, etc. I then went into the potting shed, and I'm absolutely itching to get some seeds growing and do some growing. It's really annoying, actually. So I found I had some parsley and some coriander seeds. They can be sown at this time, so I sowed them. I've just put these in some of my small rectangular pots, bit of compost, and sowed them quite thinly. Only a few seeds, and then put some compost on top. Gave them good watering, and put them on top of a shelf ready to go, with the peas and the boar beans that have already been sown. Talking of the peas, the shoots are starting to show on these, and that is off the new seeds, really. You know, the first load I sown were old seeds, out of date. They didn't do anything, and they still haven't done anything. I'm going to give them a little bit longer before they go, but these ones I've sown, and they're doing well. Broad beans are still waiting to see, but I'm confident with those, do I say it? So that's it, and that's really what I've done over this last week in the garden. Bit slow, but I'm itching to get things done, and in some ways the allotment has been holding me back, because I'm trying to get that built and clear the weed order before I sow anything. Talking of the weed order, I've not heard anything, but I did get the bill, so I'm assuming I'm good to go with the allotment. Okay, so how I grow leeks. Now I find, actually, leeks are really easy to grow with very little work needed, which makes them great for the allotment. Just like the Jerusalem artichokes last week, you know, they're just sort of plant and forget. And if you time it right, you can get continuous supply from autumn to spring with different varieties and what have you. Yeah, as I say, with different varieties, different ways. I mean, there's so many varieties that please do look into your own types. I've got a few suggestions that'll come up later. What I like to do, I like to sow my leeks about March in some polystyrene boxes I have filled with compost. I may even do them in February, if I'm honest. Put these in the greenhouse or somewhere well lit. And just sow them quite thinly in the compost, tamp it down, a bit more compost on top, give it a good watering and leave it. And I like to do this, I like try and sow some in sort of February, March, April. So you've got plenty of varieties to keep you going. Then when they hit about 8 inches high, I like to transplant them. And this is when they are planted out in the soil. May, June time, possibly earlier, depends where you are. Now, although they like a fairly firm soil, what I like to do is I get my dibber and I dib a hole. And then I just drop the little seedling into it. And then pour water into the hole from a watering can and what have you. And then that's it. Give them a good watering every now and then. They just grow and grow. I do like to feed them with a bit of chicken manure, because quite high in nitrogen, which is what you want for these, because they're you're eating the plant as such. Every month I probably had a handful of chicken manure, I would say, and they benefit really well. And then they are quite hardy, so but you leave them in the soil over the winter quite happily. But harvest when required. You can eat them as baby leeks, you know, when they're sort of that pencil thickness. During the summer is a kind of bit of fun, I guess. Not necessary, but it is a nice way of doing it. The only problems that I've suffered with leeks, I can suffer from when they bolt, and that is where they pop the flower spike, as I've probably said before. I just cut off the flower spike when it happens, and then try and harvest those as quick as possible. And that generally happens during dry weather, like onions and garlic, just down to lack of water. So my plan next year is to be very strict with watering, and water at least once a week. Other problems? Rust. That's the only other one I get, and that's just orange pustules, like, looks rusty coloured spots on the leeks. Just cut those off and burn them. To be honest, they're not a huge problem. It's only if the infestation gets really big if it is a problem. But generally speaking, you're going to get rust. Well, I tend to get rust anyway. I think good ventilation can help. Less easier said than done. But it's just a fungal disease, so it's probably going to happen everywhere. The only other thing you can really do is to rotate leeks as part of your rotation, which I do every year anyway. I try and part them in with garlic. That's going to be a bit difficult this year, but we'll see. I might come up with some idea or something with it. Now, my preferred variety that I normally grow is called Mussel Burr. It's a very reliable, very decent crop. Decent size, lasts for the winter, and you know, it's kind of the good all-rounder for the home grower. Another variety that I've tried, quite like, is called King Richard. This variety is really good for making those baby leeks that I spoke about earlier, pencil leeks. Are they also quite good for early varieties, so you could be having them in the autumn. I'll have a look on the Sutton's website for you and put some links onto the post for those two varieties of leeks for seeds. So if that's where you want to buy them, then go ahead and do that. Okay, so that'll be it for this week. I'm going to wrap up. I'm approaching 30 minutes, but yeah. Getting the shows going again. Really good, really pleased with how they're turning out at the moment. But of course, I need your input and your feedback. As I said earlier, I will be doing the podcasts and videos right throughout the Christmas period. I'm not having a break this year, but most of them will be pre-recorded. I've got a few ideas and things in the pipeline of future podcasts. Next week, actually, I'm going to be talking about Christmas presents and what you can use a garden, what I've used a garden for Christmas presents, and a few ideas for if you want to buy a veg grower, a gardener, a few Christmas presents. So, but yeah, tune in next week for that. It'll be really cool. And don't forget, if you want to support the show, please do your Amazon shopping just by shopping on the link on the website. It doesn't cost you any more. We just earn commission from Amazon, and that gets reinvested back into the show. I think that's about it now. So thanks again for listening. There'll be a recipe this week coming out for Jerusalem artichoke gratin, which is really tasty. Love it. Make it every year. Last week one was soup, the roast artichoke soup, which was also really tasty. Oh, I forgot to do this last week. Friday I released a news article. I said I would discuss it. It was about a school who's got their own allotment and what have you. Really loved the idea. Really loved it. There's nothing more I can really say about it. It's just really encouraging that people are actually doing this in school. And I think it's great for children to actually know where the food comes from, what a carrot is, what a leek is, how it grows, and so on. So yeah, I'm really pleased with that. Keeping an eye out for this week's news thing on Friday. But anybody gets any ideas, don't forget to email me. It's Richard at the Veg Grower Podcast. So see you again, and I'll speak to you again next week. Thank you, and goodbye.